fans, we are ready to go, and we are queued in. So we welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the matchup today. Sorry about that. And the tip-off is up and good to go, and that is Gary Gould bringing it down. This is Austin Roof here live at the Sandpoint Auditorium, and I'm with Johnny Curtis. It's the first game of the year. Johnny,
great to be here, Austin. It's a really exciting time. I think we've got a good team and really excited to see what the season's going to bring us this year.
Absolutely, and the two teams right now, the Key Jacks, are going to start out with the ball. The Sandpoint Eagles settle into what looks like a 2-3 zone, maybe a 2-1-2 with Carl Smith high in the middle. There they go, penetrate. Severin with the ball now down low, but he shoots it out to the corner at three-point line, and the T-Jacks are having a hard time getting in. Finally, a jumper from the baseline by Dillon, but won't go down. Jason Duarte rips down the board and gets fouled on the power-up.
It was good defense by the Eagles there, but a great job on the glass there by number four for the T-Jacks.
Yeah, Jason always, he's a major threat down low on the post. But, yeah, just the patience from the T-Jacks, not getting frustrated. It was good defense by the Eagles, playing the zone right out the gate. You know, these two teams know each other well. They've been playing for a long time. But new coaches all across the board this year, so it's going to be good to see what happens with the new leadership. Brandon Smith this year on the Eagles side. Jason misses his first free throw. The score remains 0-0. Here he goes with the second one. Also off the back of the iron. And it's going to go out of bounds.
T-Jack ball.
Last touch by the T-Jack, so they'll throw it in right underneath their own basket. Score remains 0-0 with 7:14 on the clock in the first quarter. T-Jacks get the ball out, and they're passing it around on the outside. Joseph Ortega doing a good job. Sending back into the zone. Gary Gould's going to fire one off from way downtown. No good. It's going to bounce off the front of the rim and go towards the sideline and almost out of bounds. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the T-Jacks. So the Eagles will throw it in.
Another good defensive stand there by the Eagles, and they'll have the ball for the first time this season. First possession.
Moving it down. Joseph Ortega playing point. Drives past Gary Gould, but Gary does a good job staying up with him. They pass up to Carl with a threat from downtown.
Nailed it.
Drains it from way down. Carl is just a major three-point player. Good job playing full-court press right off the game.
Nice shot. The Eagles coming out here with a lot of hustle on defense.
See if they can keep the pace up. There was Severin with a 1-2-3 step trying to drive in, but the ball goes out and not into the basket. But T-Jacks get the ball, and these offensive rebounds are really giving the T-Jacks more opportunities than the Eagles want to get
them. Really crashing the glass.
Yeah, Jesse Starnes comes down and rips the ball out, I think, of Dillon Larson's hand. Here's Anthony Webster coming in, driving up, puts it up off the baseline, in and out. And goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. And Alex making his debut as a referee up in here today. Good to see Alex Gilbert on the floor. Good hustle by Jesse Starnes. Pokes the ball out onto the sideline, and that's going to be last touch by the Eagles. T-Jacks will throw it in from the sideline with Graydon Severin throwing into Gary Gould, who takes it across the half court. Gary Gould has two players right in front of him, kind of a little trap way up high on the top of the key. Ball stripped out of the hands of Jason Duarte, but Severin gets in there and again takes a couple steps. They're calling for the travel, but Ref Charles Max says no. Oh, ball was taken by T-Jacks, almost stripped away back by Anthony Webster, but the T-Jacks remain in charge, throw the ball up, and it goes off the back of the iron. Again with an offensive rebound, but the ball is stripped by Ryder Gunnarsson.
The Eagles really maintaining that defensive intensity.
Carl Smith tries for one more from three-point range. No good. The score remains 3-0, and we have a whistle. I think we're going to have a foul here as referee Charles Max comes up. Calls personal contact on number 11, Ryder Gunnarsson. And, yeah, lots of energy playing right now with these two teams. They both want to have that first win of the season. Everyone's been waiting for this since the last game of last season. So the anticipation that gets built is...
You can see it here manifesting itself in the opening minutes of this quarter.
We'll see how much of the intensity they can maintain. T-Jack taking a shot from way downtown. It's Dillon Gunnarsson, no good, but... Again, with an offensive chance on the rebound, it gets tipped out of bounds onto the baseline, and the Eagles really need a box out.
They do. They got a lucky bounce there, so they have the ball. Ryder bringing the ball down right now.
Passing it out over to Joseph Ortega. Joseph trying to drive in. He gets passed into the lane, puts up a jumper from about 5 feet out. No good. Rebound goes to Jason Duarte, and really it's
King Cove is dominating the glass right now. They're getting every rebound.
They are, and, you know, now they're going to call a travel as a stutter step as he pulls up his dribble by Graydon Severin. Took about three steps right when he pulled up, and the call for traveling has been pretty persistent from the crowd. And we have our first substitution as Ryder Gunnarsson comes out of the game, not looking happy about it, being a senior this year, but we're going to have Wolf Jackson, another senior, come in to take his place. And I'm going to call it right here. This is going to be a breakout year for Wolf. He's been doing a lot of great stuff for a while. He gets a pass, drives into the lane, goes to the baseline, runs into lots of defense, tries to get rid of it. Foul called by Alex Gilbert there as he was double-teamed, and Alex trying to get the whistle enough juice to make himself heard there.
A lot of contact.
Yeah, there's a lot of contact down low. It was Wolf being double-teamed and no shot fired, so it's going to be a throw-in from underneath their own glass for the Eagles. Here we go. Joseph throws it into Anthony. Fake.
Another whistle.
And that way, this time it was Charles Mack calling a pushing. I think it may have been a waving play almost.
Yeah, definitely.
So there will be the Eagles ball again, throwing it in, and a buzzer, I think. And that was a missed time buzzer. They're calling for the play, and a little confusion there as the buzzer went off, and everyone's kind of watching, but there was no reason for it. Duarte, a long distance two, no good.
And a rebound by the Eagles.
Good job. Jesse Starnes takes it coast to coast, pulls up on the jump stop, gets the line past him, but misses it.
Oh, wow.
Exactly how you want it done.
King Cove pushing the ball in transition.
Good transition play by Gary Gould, fast on the rebound. No good on the shot. Two chances.
Getting every rebound still.
Oh, and Eagles luck out as a hot pass tips off the fingers of number three. This is a new one for me, Jeremiah. Or, yeah, I think number three is JT Mack. Must be a freshman or new to the area. And we have a substitution on the floor right now. Number 40 comes in, Braden Brandel. On the floor for the T-Jacks. Braden Brandel coming in, freshman. We have Gary Gould, also Graydon Severin, Dylan Larson, and Jason Duarte. For the Eagles, Joseph Ortega, who just passed to Wolf Jackson, driving the baseline, takes all the way to their side. The pass gets intercepted to the middle by Graydon Severin. And right there, they're calling
like a foul on Sandpoint.
A little bit of a reach there.
Transition.
Yep, moving fast on the transition play, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. So, again on the floor, Wolf Jackson, Anthony Webster, Carl Smith, Joseph Ortega, Jesse Starn, and I think that rounds it all out. T-Jack trying for it over the top by Dylan Larson, trying to get the rebound, but Jesse had perfect position on it and just comes down grabbing Jesse. And so that's second foul of the game right there for the T-Jacks. Two fouls apiece, but the score remains 0-3 in a high-intensity game.
Very
high-intensity.
Yep. 3 minutes, 31 seconds left here. And King Cove dominating the glass, but their shots aren't falling. Sandpoint's just playing really good defense.
All right, there we go. Wolf with a fadeaway. He just hits those fadeaways. It's so funny. You know, he just, like, throws the ball and goes in. Oh, what a fast transition move by Graydon.
Ooh.
Graydon tried to thread the needle there, going between two defensive players, and they closed in on him. He runs into a couple players and gets knocked on the what looks kind of like a suplex. Is that what you call that? Not a suplex. Solar flex, the
right
middle of your chest?
Right in the sternum.
Yeah, that's not going to feel good. So the T-Jacks will throw it in from the sideline. Third foul for the Eagles, and they're going to want to watch themselves getting in foul trouble already. Throwing is good. Joseph's putting some good pressure on Graydon, but he still gets the ball in. So Severin with the ball passes to Duarte back outside where Gary Gould takes a shot.
Nailed it.
Ties the game up three apiece there as he shoots it up and in. Good for three. All right, Joseph Ortega now with the ball, coming in, trying to get past Gary Gould. Gould doing a good job taking defense. They pass it back outside where Anthony Webster's going to drive into the lane.
Nice shot.
There we go. Puts it up and in. My mistake now. It's 7-3. I forgot about Wolf.
It was an offhand floater there by Anthony Webster. I mean, I don't know how you defend that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the fadeaway shots coming from the Eagles tonight so far. Severin with a shot. No good. Brandon. Okay. Braden Brandel gets position on Carl Smith, and I'm just going to say it. Carl has like a foot on Braden.
He does.
He just ripped down that board, and Braden just got right in the middle of it. That just kind of tells you what's happening right now with the board.
It's great hustle.
Braden and Anthony really getting physical down here, too. We're going to see how the sophomore versus the freshman goes along here. Another size differential there. Braden's a tough kid. Ball in the hands of the Eagles. Anthony shoots it from way downtown. Oh, and Braden
fouled.
Swats him on the hand by accident. I don't think he was ready for him to shoot.
No.
Because Anthony was way off position.
That'll be three shots.
Yeah, three shots on the line there for Anthony. So not the mistake you want to make, but I think you're just surprised to see Anthony just pull up all of a sudden and fire it.
Yeah, the Eagles, they're not gun-shy today, that's for sure.
You know, I think you got to kind of come out like that. And we're going to have a timeout call after that first shot. The first one is no good, 7-3. It's still the score with 2:20 to go here. Hopefully everything's going good down there in King Cove. If you're listening right now, if you hear me, please, if you have my number, give us a text message and tell us how it's going with the ladies down there. We're anxious to hear. Over here on this side, the Eagles are in the lead, 7-3. And we have a one-minute timeout. Glad you're joining us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, to the Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, also to Gould & Sons in King Cove. Thank you so much for your support. King Cove Corporation, the Sumerian Corporation, GCI, of course, the City of King Cove and Sandpoint, all wonderful sponsors of KSDP. Thank you so much for making this possible. Penn Air, all of our community organizations here. You're tuned in right now to KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM in King Cove. We've got just 20 seconds to go, and as we've been saying, it's a high-energy game. And if you're just joining us, the score is 7-3. Four fouls on the board, though, for the Eagles, three for the T-Jacks. And I have a feeling that we're going to see fouls playing back in this game.
Definitely, unless both teams start to settle down here. I know it's the first game of the season, but it was getting a little bit out of control there. Just settle down, and let's have a nice, clean one.
Yeah, and you know, we got Charles Mack here, a veteran referee, but this is Alex Gilbert's first game as a referee. So it's kind of hard because you really need the refs to kind of set the pace and set the tone of the game, and you know, they're doing what they can. Anthony's second shot is up and in. It kind of rolls over the top of the rim, and that's going to be 8-3 now. King Cove trails by 5. Webster's third attempt is hard off the back iron and right in the hands of Gary Gould, who moves fast off the transition. But runs into three Eagles, loses the ball, and there's Jesse moving fast, going hard off the baseline, and we're going to have a blocking call.
Right back to the line.
55, Dylan Larson with us. At least two fouls for Dylan now. That was a block, yeah. You know, it's hard because they changed the blocking charging rules. I don't know if you were aware of this. I don't know if it's just Alaska, but now you can kind of move a little bit and not be blocking. And I don't know how that works exactly, but it kind of makes it a little less definitive on, like, you know, you always had to have your feet planted.
Jesse. First free throw good there.
Up and in, 9-3 now. Jesse, a sophomore, just going to be a big star, though. Everyone looking for a lot from him. Ooh, just short. Off the front of the rim, and Duarte with the board. Oh, travel. Pulls up the ball and takes a couple extra steps as he's looking for the pass. Jason Duarte is going to turn the ball over, and that's another thing for King Cove. Their shots are going down, and then they're having a hard time with turnovers.
Yeah.
But if you know, when you see shots like that, it can just turn off and turn on. All of a sudden, their shots start going down. Boom, they're way in the lead. Up and in, and good for two as the Eagles score another one. And they're just starting to run away with this. Score now 11-3. Here's the T-Jack looking to get on the board. Severin gets into the middle, gets past the defense, and puts up a shot. Doesn't go down, but fouled on the way up, and that's going to be a chance for two from the line for Graydon. Good job kind of working his way in there. He kind of just took a dribble in, got into the center, and just muscled his way through the defense.
Yeah, he definitely was utilizing his size there. And, I think I would definitely be thinking that if I were King Cove. That's their advantage here in this game. That's why they're crashing the board so well.
Yeah, you know, every single one of the players essentially for the King Cove, you know, and Gary Gould is not the tallest person on the floor, but he's got some legs on him, so he can definitely do it. But, you know, looking down here, Ryder Gunnarsson back into the game. Wolf Jackson is a huge jumper, so he's a good rebounder as well.
Second free throw, no good, but rebounded by the shooter.
Yep, so there we go. Oh, and he puts another one up, fadeaway.
Another rebound. That's three offensive rebounds there for the T-Jacks.
And so the Eagles, this has been a persistent problem for the Eagles. So they get the ball back and put it up and in. So now 6-11, T-Jacks still down, but trying to come back, get another board off the defense this time, and Gary moves quickly. Puts a little bit of a floating layup, but doesn't go down, but Dylan Larson gets his hands all over the ball, even though two Eagles are all around him. And there's not a single body from the standpoint being thrown when the boards get crashed. So a throw in underneath their own basket for T-Jack. Severin from long distance. No good. And there we go. Anthony Webster finally.
Nice box out.
Good box out. Gets the board as a reward. And with 1 minute left to go here in the quarter, standpoint trying to get it in. No one around the rebound except for Dylan Larson, so he's going to bring it down, no problem. And he quickly finds Graydon. Severin pulls up to the post and shoots it off about 10 feet out, no good. Rebound goes to Webster, and here we go, the Eagles with the ball, and we got a whistle. Quick.
Timeout.
30-second timeout called right there by Coach Brandon Smith. And so I think that we're seeing things kind of settle down a little bit, both teams. And, you know, I think that one thing I'm noticing, too, from both squads, and this is probably just nerves, you're not really seeing them run any plays.
Right.
They get the ball, there's motion, but they're really just kind of like passing, shooting. And a lot of times, and you'll see it kind of develop as the season moves along here, but the plays get a little more developed. They start taking their time. King Cove, in the beginning of the game, was running their plays well. And we're going to have the Eagles run out here after on a 30-second timeout. They're giving them a full minute, even though Brandon maybe changed his mind because he gave the motion for a 30-second timeout. So here we go. Lady Eagles coming out. And it's chaos down there. Now here we go. The players coming back on the floor. The cheerleaders exit stage right. And we're going to have the conclusion here of the first quarter. T-Jack still down by 5. Standpoint with 11. And here we go. They're going to have the ball and take it all the way across court. And Ryder Gunnarsson's going to throw it into Joseph. Joseph Ortega's sharing point guard duties for the Eagles. And here we go. 33 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Ortega calling the play. Let's see if Standpoint runs some motion. They get to Ryder.
They sure did. That looked like a design play. No good.
Yep, hard off the back iron by Ryder, but he at least got it and fired it off. They need to take their time. Run the play.
Yeah.
Let it marinate for a second.
Yeah, they had 30 seconds there. They used about 10. It's like a foul on Standpoint.
A reach in there, I think, by Ryder. It's going to be his second foul, and he's going to sit down. And Stephen Galvin's going to make his career debut here. We've been looking forward to this one for a long time. He's always had a long shot. See what he can do here as he gets in. Fifth foul for each team here. 10 seconds. Graydon's going to make this the last shot right here of the game. Oh, and he almost loses it, but gets it back. Gary with the ball. 2 seconds. He's got fired off. Gets the screen, but it's going to come out short. And there's a buzzer. End of the first quarter, and the score right now, 11 for Standpoint, 6 for King Cove. And both teams kind of shaking things off, getting themselves comfortable, figuring out their flow, and each other. New players, lots of new players out there.
Definitely, definitely. They're really trying to bond and get that chemistry going out there. It's a little bit rusty right now.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of places, like, you know, I know that they've already played several games over in Unalaska. This is our first set of games already. But we're going to have lots more basketball. We've got the Lady Eagles and the rookies down in King Cove right now, and the road trip just ahead. We want to send, again, say thank you to all of our sponsors who make this possible. The Illusions East Borough, huge contributor, and you, the people who listen and make these broadcasts a reality. If you're not a member, please come down to KSCP and become a member today. We need your support. This is a community-run station. Lady Eagles on the floor, and there they go, kicking it off, and doing a great job. It's been fun watching the cheerleaders develop. They've become quite a program over the last several years. And this is Austin Roof. I'm joined up here by Johnny Curtis. We are in the Standpoint Arena for the first game of the season as the T-Jacks and the Eagles face off.
Standpoint inbounds the ball here first.
Joseph Ortega with the ball. He's joined by Anthony Webster, Jesse Starnes, Stephen Galvin, and Carl Smith, the same line as before. Here we go. Anthony from downtown, no good. Rebound goes straight to the T-Jacks, and on a breakaway, Jason Duarte is going to put it up at him with an easy layup. The score now 11-8. And that's 5 unanswered points by the Eagles. Moving it down into the post. Jesse Starnes takes all sorts of beatings as he goes up from the bottom of the post and puts it up and in.
He's definitely undersized, but that's not phasing him. That was a great play by Jesse.
Lots of confidence on Jesse. He's a very strong player. 13-8 now is the score in the second quarter.
Oh!
Jason showing that he can do it from long distance.
Downtown.
Yep.
Very deep three.
Yeah, good on the board.
King Cove's on a bit of a run right now.
Steven Galvin with his first shot of the game doesn't go in. And here's a fast transition to tie it. No good for the putback.
King Cove's really attacking the basket early, running the floor like they weren't last quarter. And it's showing up on the scoreboard. We're all tied up.
Oh, Steven gets fed the ball from the inside. Good job getting in position and putting up and in and getting the lead back to the same point.
First point of Steven's high school career.
Yeah, good for Steven. Good for
King Cove right back.
Braden Severn and is back with a shot from the free throw line. Good for two. 15-15 is the score. Trading shots. That one won't go down by Carl Smith for three. Severn with the rebound. Fast transition is Duarte. He'll fire a three. That one way long.
Boy, the pace has really picked up in this game. Yeah. Standpoint with the ball.
And moving fast now. Good rebound. Oh, man.
A lot of contact.
Over hard.
Late whistle there.
Yeah, Alex is trying to get his whistle going there. He's trying to call that one. Braden went way hard over, I think that was Anthony Webster.
Wow.
And, yeah, he almost fell down hard on that one. He was a bit up in the air so high when he came down on Anthony. So that will be a chance for Stewart. It should be a chance. Is that Joseph's kind of holding himself. I don't know if it looks like his hand got hit. Wolf Jackson's going to play the sixth man. On the floor right now, we have J.C. Mack, Dylan Larson, and they're going to throw it in for the Eagles on the inbound play from underneath their own basket. Steven gets a shot for three. It's got a good line. A little short. Rebound, of course, goes to the T. Jackson. There's Gary Gold moving quickly with the ball. Oh, he slipped the ball.
It's a good hustle getting back on D by the Eagles there, forcing the turnover.
And they're going to need to take a quick second and wipe that spot down. I don't see them calling it, though. He slipped really hard in that one spot. That, there has to be a little bit of moisture on the ground right there. All right, here we go. Edmund making his season premiere. Comes in and shot fired right there by Stephen Galvin. Stephen needs to follow his shot. He could definitely have gotten another board right there.
That's what you see King Cove doing every time. Just because they're big, they also follow their shots.
Good rebound there by Sam Point as Dylan Larson fired off a three-pointer. No good. 15-15 is the score of this game after Sam Point dominated the score for so long. King Cove stormed back. Oh, Edmund pulls up his dribble, and Gary smelled the opportunity to get in there. Ball gets lost by Sam Point. T-Dex almost loses themselves, and they do. Edmund picks up the loose ball. Here's Jesse, wide open lane with Dylan.
Two on one.
Oh, should have passed
short.
Steven. Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to make that extra pass.
You know, he had a good line. You know, he had a good lane to get in there, chose to take it all the way. Had Steven right there behind Dylan, but Dylan did a good job putting his body in the way. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. I think it's last touch by Sam Point as they were trying to, they kind of poke the ball out, and it goes out of bounds. So King Cove's going to throw it in here, leave from the sideline. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Again, the score is 15-15. Six fouls by the T-Jacks, five by the Eagles. Ooh! Long shot for three.
Right off the inbound.
Yeah, great and Severn. Saw it, put it away. 18-15 now, and the Eagles take, or the T-Jacks take the lead. Edmund playing point guard, drives in, looking for a screen, but pulls up his dribble early again. Yeah, Brand Smith saw that. He's going to need to call a timeout there.
Wow. This game has just, the intensity's ramped up even more. We thought they would settle in and run some plays, but it's just been up and down the court, very physical, and, wow, the T-Jacks, they've been on a roll.
Absolutely, and like we were saying in the beginning there that, you know, it's just a matter of time before the shots start falling. You know, they were missing shot after shot after shot in the beginning of the first quarter, but, you know, they came back, and the shots just start falling, and then you start going on runs. They essentially, I mean, I'm thinking about it here, they went 15 points for Sam Point's four up until this point.
Yeah, 15-4 run exactly in the last 4 or 5 minutes or so. So it's been all King Cove here. And so it was a good time for Brandon to take that time out.
Yeah, score 18-15. T-Jacks in the lead, but just barely. And they've been trading it back and forth. And, you know, I think that Sam Point has a lot of new players on the floor, a lot of people who are just starting to kind of come into prominence on the team. Lots of people have left. So now we have Edmund playing point guard, and he's getting the flow figured out, pulling the dribble up a little too early sometimes and getting himself trapped. You know, Gary Gould, who's defending him, is such an experienced player. When he senses, you know, an early pull-up like that, he's going to get right on you. He's not going to give you a chance to breathe. So good job there by the defense on the T-Jacks, but the Eagles still in this 18-15 all the way, and they have the ball going in.
Ryder Gunderson back in the game. Two fouls.
Ball gets knocked out by Jason Duarte, and here we go. Gary Gould moving fast. Finds Dylan Larson, who sends it back outside. Jason pulls back for three. It's going to be off the iron. Rebound goes to the T-Jacks, and a fadeaway jumper from about 15 feet goes down.
King Cove is just really opportunistic on the rebound.
Yeah, using those rebounds hard. And, I mean, Gary had a player all up in his face, and there was nothing that you could do to stop that shot. You know, again, 20-15 now. Eagles fire back with a three. Yep. 3 points. Anthony Webster, I believe, put that one away. 20-18, keeping Sam Point in this game.
Anthony's really showing up on the offensive end of the ball.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Here's J.T. Mack. Fires off one for the first time. It's going to go hard up the back iron.
Nice rebound.
Jesse Starnes got the board there on that one. Good job by Jesse. Playing some confidence. Passes it over to Steven, but it goes low off his feet. He's almost trapped by Dylan, but he...
Nailed it.
3 points by Jesse Starnes, and Sam Point takes the lead. That was good by Jesse, sensing that Steven needed help. Got right there in the position where he could take the pass. Sam Point goes back in the zone. Oh, stolen by Jesse. He's got Gray in front of him. He stutters a little bit. Takes it.
Jesse Starnes, and one.
Up and in.
Count it.
Count the basket. Going to the line for three. I mean, the stutter fade that he did, or the stutter step to kind of get Graydon, like, trying to fall over him. Great job by Jesse. Good defense by Graydon, but it's going to send Jesse to the line. And that's 7 fouls now for King Cove.
Very scrappy game, but very impressive couple of minutes here by Jesse. He's been the catalyst to the Sandpoint run. They now have a 3-point lead.
And here's Parker Larson making his debut of his career, and Joseph Ortega coming back in. Braden also coming back in for the T-Jack. Jesse will have his shot from the line, trying to make it a 4-point game here, 23-20. Oh, just rattles around and goes up and out. T-Jack with that rebound. And here we go. Braden Severn takes in. He's got a good lane, but two defenders close in, so they pass it back over to the left-hand wing where Jason Duarte will send it back to Braden. Braden looking for some help, finds Braden. Play running here, gets a screen. Long shot for three. Nothing
wow.
But net. And a three-point shot, I mean, that was like 2 feet off the three-point line.
That was very deep.
Answering back in kind, Anthony Webster's another long shot. That one's off the backboard. And it goes out of bounds on the baseline, and we're going to see which direction it's going to T-Jack. We're all tied up here in the second quarter, 23-23, with just under 3 minutes to go here. Dawson Roof with KSDP, followed by Johnny Curtis, or joined by Johnny Curtis. Shot goes short of the rim. Oh, Dylan just slams the ball down the rebound. Joseph thought he had an easy grab, but Dylan comes from behind and slams it out of his hand. Good job by Dylan. Passing the ball around. Shot for 3-point. No good, but Dylan again with the rebound. He's got Eagles all over him. Where's the foul?
A lot of contact.
Oh, my gosh. And they're practically falling over themselves to try to get the ball, and they're going to have to call something there because that's just getting a little too physical. And I don't know where this is going because there's about 5, 6, 7 fouls right
yeah,
there.
I don't think. I think they all offset each other, and it looks like it's just out of bounds, Sandpoint basketball.
Yep. Sandpoint with the ball, but we got a buzzer, and I don't know if that's a timeout called by King Cove. We're going to take a second here to figure it out. But, yeah, that was four Eagles trying to rip the ball out of Dylan's hand. No one calling a foul. And it goes short. It flies out. As it flies out of bounds, four players fall on top of each other trying to get it.
Matter of fact, I think a foul was called, and the Eagles are at the line.
Parker Larson, they sorted it all out here, and Parker's going to the line now for a chance for 1-1. That's the first foul in Duarte's sense. Short, picked up by Graydon. He's got Braden way downtown, but doesn't pass it. Tries to take it coast-to-coast, no good. Rebound goes to Jesse Starnes. And he's taken all the way. He dodges past all sorts of players. Oh, they're going to call. Blocking called there by Charles Mack. And, man, the coach for King Cove wanted that to be a charge, and I think there was something to his statement. But, you know, out of position for the referee calling a charge or block.
Yeah, Sandpoint's been the beneficiary of a couple of calls tonight that probably could have gone either way.
Well, let's just say it was Charles Mack from King Cove who called that one. First attempt from the line by Jesse is good, making it 24, breaking the deadlock tie. Yeah, that was a tough one right there. 9 fouls, though, for King Cove, 5 for Sandpoint, and foul is definitely going to contribute here. Dresden's second attempt is up and in, 25-23. And here we go. Gary walks it this time. Known for his fast transition, he's going to walk it up to Graydon. And Ginkgo's going to take their time with the play, run in, passing it around. Graydon fakes a shot, passes it back. Looking for someone to get open, he just takes it.
Deep three.
Up and in for three, 26-25 now, with under two to go here in the second quarter.
King Cove has been making three-pointers this quarter.
I know, you know, they're doing a good job keeping him on the outside perimeter, but he can't defend against that. Here's Anthony Webster. He's got defenders all around him as King Cove is playing a tight man-to-man all the way. Oh, pass down to the post where Jesse Starnes is just waiting for it, puts it up and in off the bottom left-hand side, and that's good for two, 27-26 now. King Cove trailing by one. They get the lead again off a two-point shot by Graydon, who just drove right into the bottom right himself and put up a nice little jumper from about 5 feet out.
Just up. Answered right back.
Ball gets tipped away and out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Pass to Parker Larson, goes off of his hands, and it's going to be a throw-in now with the T-Jacks, who have a minute 15 on the clock and the lead by one. They have five fouls on their name, so as some of those big-name players start fouling out, we're going to see how that affects the game. Here we go. Duarte with it. He fires one off to Dillon, who's wide open for three. Doesn't take it. Passes it back to Gary Gould, but it's no good. Out of bounds. And that's going the direction of the Eagles. Last touch by the T-Jacks. 1 minute to go. Sandpoint has the ball. And Joseph jogs it up past. He's met by J.T. Mack, though. Pass, another long shot. No, it's a pass. A pass
wow.
to Jesse, but it's no good. Rebound goes to Carl. And it goes to the floor, and we've got dogpile as jump ball is going to be called here. Dillon Larson and Joseph Ortega both fighting for it. Is it going to be a timeout? Yeah, timeout called. And it's a 30-second timeout called there by the T-Jacks.
I believe King Cove will have possession there. I think their coach called timeout.
I believe you are correct. They will have possession going into it, and they've got just enough time to make something happen. 46 seconds on the clock here. And it's been a real exciting game of basketball. You know, you always know it's going to be good when it's King Cove and Sandpoint, but man, it's been exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's definitely living up to the hype for sure.
As I'm watching the players, you know, we've been seeing a lot of good rotation on the bench. Both players, both teams bringing out lots of bench players, so everyone's got some fairly fresh legs. I'm not going to say really fresh, but fairly fresh. I don't see a lot of huffing and puffing quite yet, but the pace has just been extraordinary.
Very fast. Very fast game. They've just been flying up and down the court. Every time Sandpoint makes a shot, King Cove is already right underneath the basket, and it's been really, really fun to watch.
Yep, and got a shout-out to Jesse Starnes, who's just been leading the way for Sandpoint, making some critical plays that prevented momentum shifting over towards King Cove. Also, you know, Dillon Larson playing a big factor, but really Gary Gould being the player of the game right now so far for the T-Jacks. Graydon Severn also making lots of contributions as well. Here we go, Gary with the ball. He's got 40 seconds on the clock and a one-point lead. He's met by a two-man trap. He gets past it and goes over to J.T. Mack. J.T.'s going to pass it right back to Gary, and they're just going to take their time and let the clock wind down here and wait for a shot to present itself. Here we go. Yep, passing around. Dillon Larson with the ball. No one putting pressure on him. They're just going to let the clock burn down here. They're not putting on putting a man on him. 16 seconds to go here. And now they put the man on him. And Graydon loses the ball.
Great defense.
Joseph takes it with an easy layup off the glass. Good for two. A little backfire. Whoa, we got a whistle. And it looks like King Cove's happy about this. Technical foul. A technical foul, I think, on Anthony Webster. And I don't know what that technical was for. Yeah, and Anthony's not happy about that.
Anthony's the one who ended up with the basket, no?
No, it was Joseph Ortega who drove it all the way. I think they're going to count the basket. It happened after the fact, but it's going to put someone on the line here. Graydon's going to go to the line for two shots by himself. And I am not really sure what that technical was about, but it must have been some sort of aggressive, you know, I don't know if he said something on the court that he shouldn't have or what. We're going to find out what it is here. But I know it's that moment. The first one ties the game right there by Braden. Looking for some cheers from the crowd. And, you know, you can just see the look on Anthony's face of immediate regret for whatever happened.
Yeah, it's a bum deal. They really had a nice trap there and forced a turnover and took advantage of it.
First one to no, the second shot's a no-go, and King Cove's going to have the ball. They've only got 3 seconds on the clock. They're going to see if they have time to fire one off really quick. In for Anthony Webster is Ryder, but I see Wolf Jackson getting tapped. He's going to make his entrance here. And a pep band fires one up here as we have a little timeout, quick minute timeout called, and 29-29.
Great game.
Oh, my goodness. Fast pace all the way from start to finish here the first half. Lots of intensity, lots of fouls. 9 fouls so far for the T-Jacks. 6, maybe it's 7 now. It says 6, so maybe that technical was only the 6. So here we go. 29-29, 30 seconds to go here. I want to say thanks for tuning in. You're right now on KSTP here in King Cove. Thank you for tuning in on 88.1 FM. Thank you to all of our sponsors right now. I want to say a shout-out to all our King Cove sponsors. Thank you to the Schumann Corporation, but also the King Cove Corporation, to Gould and Sons, the Alaska Commercial Store. Thank you to Peter Pan. All of our sponsors in King Cove to make these games a reality, and also here in Sandpoint, Schumann Corporation, City of Sandpoint, the City of King Cove also, TCI, all these sponsors to make these games a reality. 29-29, 3 seconds on the clock. Don't know what they're going to be able to do to fire one off in time, but we'll see what the T-Jacks have up their sleeve. See man-to-man defense being played right now. They're going to try to make it real hard. Throws in to Gary Gould, of course. Oh, he's got Graydon for an alley-oop. Almost goes in. Graydon had a great look underneath the basket there.
That was a well-designed play by King Cove.
Oh.
Didn't execute.
He was, yeah, isolated on the lower end on the alley-oop. But that's a hard one to pull, especially for a high school player. And there we go. We've got 10 minutes on the clock. The score is tied 29-29 in a barn burner of a game right now. Just exactly what you want for that first game of the season. Virgil, we're going to send it back to you here for 10 minutes.
All righty. I'll put it on the clock. Take a break. Enjoy the water.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll give a big shout-out to our underwriters. And there's my countdown clock. Come on. Come on. There we go. All right. How about a big shout-out to the folks that are helping us bring you basketball?
The Village of Chignik Lake are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. They'd like to wish the listeners a happy and healthy 2018. Serving the residents of Chignik Lake, for more information, 845-2212. That's 845-2212. The Village of Chignik Lake, a proud sponsor of KSDP. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Located near the boat harbor in King Cove, the Alaska Commercial Company offers groceries and more. For more information, 497-2632. That's 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball. The Newton family at Barefoot Inn, Alaska and Cold Bay are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP Radio. Located in Cold Bay, the Barefoot Inn is proud to serve the communities of the Aleutians East Borough. For more information, 532-2327. Again, that's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn, a proud sponsor of KSDP. The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
Oh no, waste time with the masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. So to me, baby. Let's start living dangerously.
With you, and I hope you know. friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades.
All right, before I bring him in hot like last time, my mistake. Sorry, Austin. I'm going to fade you in live.
All right, here we go. We are live here at the Sandpoint Auditorium, and it's going to be T-Jack Ball as we kick off the second half. And what a heck of a first half that was. The score is 29-29 if you're just joining us. And T-Jack's with the ball. Gary moving in fast, and he finds Jason on the corner. Fires a shot that goes long. Sandpoint gets aboard. Got the rebound to start the second half. Good rebound there by the Eagles, and they're going to make the play happen. Oh, Ryder down low gets a sub play, and from the baseline, long feeder pass from up top and puts it up and in. Good for two. 31 out.
Good start by the home team on both ends of the floor.
Absolutely. Good to see plays being executed. And, oh, man, Carl Smith almost loses an easy board, but goes right through his hands, but he gets it back. And Sandpoint showing a little bit of pep in their step here as we start things off. Joseph Ortega now passes over to Ryder, who puts another shot up. Goes off the top. But
offensive
there's
rebound.
Jesse with a board almost gets a second, but goes into the hands of Graydon Severin. And here we go, King Cove with the ball. And they're going to take their time. Graydon calls a play into action. Gets a screen, but good job by Anthony coming back in. Or that's
nice
Ryder.
Play. Give and go.
And that's a up and in. Good for two. Eagles. It says 31-31 here, and I think, yeah, okay, that was, sorry, that was the Eagles. That's T-Jack that put it in. 31-31. Score tied once again. Sandpoint with the ball. Long shot for three. No good. Dylan Larson with the board. And the ball now in the hands of T-Jack. Gary Gould had a good looking lane. Pulls back for the long jumper, no good. Jesse Starnes, another rebound. Behind the back dribble to get past the incoming pressure. Great poise and good ball handling skills. Anthony drives in past two defenders, pulls up for a jumper, and it's going to go all around the rim and out. T-Jack with the ball. Oh, that was an extra step there, but no call on the T-Jack. They get the
another
ball
rebound by Starnes.
And a whistle pushing, and that's going to be against, I think, the T-Jacks, yep, on the rebound, trying to elbow their way in there, make it happen on the boards, and Braden coming in for J.C., and I'm guessing they've got to be in the same grade because I have not met J.C. Mack yet, and he looks older, but I'm guessing this is a senior? J.C.'s a senior? Okay, I'm getting the call right now that J.C. is a senior. He looks older, but I've never met him before, so, okay, so coming in here, J.C., and Braden's going to come for a substitute, and he's got to go up against Anthony Webster again. And just Braden's putting in a lot of good effort, but he's got a height difference there that's going to be a lot to make up. Eagles with the ball, and they're passing around outside, looking for an opportunity to penetrate, not seeing the one that they want, so they keep it out. Just under 6 minutes to go. The score is still tied at 31 apiece. Carl, look at the shot for three. Doesn't take it. Drives into the free throw line. Passes it down to the baseline, but the ball is stripped away from Anthony by Gary Gould, and Gary moves fast on transition to Braden. On the left-hand side, drives it up and puts it in. Good job, feet in the lane, going all the way in. Braden doing exactly like you do in practice.
It was a very nice transition basket by the T-Jack.
Ryder drives in, and Dylan's happy about how that one turned out. He just gives out a scream like he's a Spartan coming in from war as he stood his ground and knocked the ball out of Ryder's hands. 33, T-Jack's up by two. And here we go. Graydon pulls the ball back. And it's strange not seeing Colton Mack and Ian Samuelson down there right now, but they're doing good over at their college. Fed to Jason Duarte, and he powers up against like six different hands and puts it up and in. King Cove with four unanswered points, taking the lead now, 35-31. Sandpoint needs to get on the board. Oh, Jesse, just a little too much mustard on it.
It was a nice pick-and-roll play, just couldn't finish.
Ball last touch as it goes out of bounds by Gary Gould, and he's going to kind of have a tender hop on his left foot as he runs away from the play there. That was a good hustle by both Sandpoint and King Cove to get that ball. And, yeah, that was a nice pick and roll, like the NBA, the bread and butter.
There they go again, pick and roll to Starnes.
On the left-hand side, goes off to the other side of the rim and falls
hard.
Came
down hard. King Cove pushing in transition.
And a floating jumper, no good, but the putback has, like, two different hands. I think that was Braden who just swatted it, and it goes up and in.
Six in a row for the T-Jack.
And, yeah, we're going to have a timeout there, 37-31. It's 4:30 on the clock here as the T-Jacks are just slowly, it's like Novocaine, right? You just slowly, every time, it will work eventually. You just take your time and put it in.
Yeah, they're just faithfully pounding it inside, and they're getting buckets.
Yep, so the score is 37-31. The T-Jacks are up by six. Sandpoint nipping at their heels, though. I mean, it's just like what we saw at the beginning of the first quarter where the Sandpoint Eagles, or the T-Jacks, I should say, just couldn't get the ball to fall, you know? And there are all these opportunities, putting it in, just wouldn't go down. Jesse's had three great chances. Not all of them were good looks, per se, but, you know, he was penetrating, getting close to the basket. And you just got to flip the switch and get him to fall.
Yeah, they just weren't falling. But very well-run plays by the Eagles.
Gets a screen. Joseph Ortega drives to the right. But good job to Jason Duarte picking up the assignment. So they send it back outside and put it around the perimeter. Eagles still looking for a chance. Jesse gets open for three. He's got a good line, but it's a little hard off the back of the rim. Duarte with the board takes it all the way in and bursts past Jesse. Pulls back for a long two. So that's a – I don't know what they're going to call. That should be a – they're calling it a three-pointer, but that foot was on his line. The foot was on the line for that one. So they're going to call it three. So that's a nine-point lead now for King Cove. They're slowly running away. Ryder's wide open for two. Oh, but it's just a bad lineup.
Shots just aren't falling for the Eagles.
No, rebound to King Cove, and then it's a, alley-oop, but Jesse Starnes flies out and just clean deflection, swats it out. That was the two towers right there coming up against one another. Duarte had a beautiful alley-oop, and he was just poised to put it in, but Jesse just flies out.
Jesse had other ideas, and the
ball goes in the hands of the Eagles, but quickly pulled away by Braden as Jason goes for a three-point shot off the rim. Jesse and Dylan fighting for the board. It gets knocked loose and goes into Braden's hand, who takes it back outside for three. Fires it off, no good. And Alex Gilbert calling the ball for the Eagles there as it gets tipped off. It was a close call by both teams. Carl for three. It's a long shot. Let's see what he's got.
Nailed it.
Goes right in the basket.
Eagles really needed that one.
Yes, they did. Breathing some fresh life, hopefully, into the Eagles here. 34-40. They trail by six with three to go in the third quarter. Braden. Oh, that was
another
hard
turnover.
High. You know, Braden kind of had both hands on it, threw it hard and high over Jason's hand. And here we go, the Eagles on the turnover. Good defense being played.
Great
there
defense.
It is. Yeah, Gary just
steal all the way.
It right out and takes it all the way for the basket. And that was a tight defense. You saw that coming. 42-34 now. Still up by eight. Too fast on the transition. Anthony Webster can't keep his hands on it. And, you know, it's good to have transition, but there is just no good opportunity there. Too much defense. And so you just kind of got to pull back and run
the
play.
But a little more control, a little less chaos for the Eagles.
The Eagles are going to have the ball, though. It was last touch by the T-Jacks. Here they go, throwing in from the baseline. Carl Smith sends it outside. Joseph Ortega with the ball on the right-hand side, looking for a pass. Gets it to the top of the key where Carl Smith sends it to Ryder. Shot for three. It's a low arc. Falls in the shot. Almost gets it, but Dylan Larson pulls down the board and sends it right over to Gary. Gary with a long pass. Tipped out by Carl's hands. Again, intended for Jason Duarte, but Carl Smith this time runs right in, knocks it loose.
The Eagles are showing some life here defensively.
Great effort by both these teams here. The T-Jacks are still up by eight as we are nearing the final part of the third quarter. Throwing in now, Stephen Galvin's back in for the Eagles. Long shot for three by the T-Jacks, no good, but Braden pulls down the offensive board. And I know that Brandon Smith right now, the coach for the Eagles, is calling for the rebound. Gary Gould tries to drive in, but can't get the shot off. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dylan Larson. And right now we have J.C. Mack back in. Braden sits back down. and Stephen Galvin in. And he's got Anthony Webster, and he came in for Ryder Gunderson. All right, shot for three, no good. But the rebound goes to Webster. Webster with the ball, trying to drive in. Ball gets knocked out from behind, but he maintains the dribble. Goes over now to Carl Smith. Smith penetrates, passes it back to Stephen for three. Off the back iron. Rebound to Anthony, who runs at the baseline. Oh, it's just off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Dylan Larson, gets lost. Jesse for three, high arc. Oh, off the front.
The Eagles are just desperately throwing up three-pointers, and they're not falling.
And there's a long, hard pass to Jason. He had a cherry pick, but it was just too fast. Couldn't quite get it. And, yeah, you don't need to fire the three every single time.
I know they're down 8 points, but there's plenty of time left.
Yeah, you got the full fourth quarter. The desperation does not need to kick in yet. They really need to let a play run and just try to get something on the board and settle themselves down a little bit. Much less fouling on this quarter. Only one foul right now by the T-Jacks. They're still up by eight. The score is 42-34, 90 seconds to go here.
Looks like King Cove's going to call a timeout.
Yep, timeout on King Cove. Water's being passed around. Boys are being talked to. And, you know, honestly, it's Wolf Jackson's pumping up. He's getting himself ready to enter into this game. He's got a pair of springs in his shoes. That guy can pull down the boards. I'm surprised we haven't seen more of him, to be honest, as we get things going here.
Yeah, they can really use some of Wolf's energy out there.
Yeah, some fresh legs. And they also, like you said, just settling down and running the play. You know, they were just passing into the perimeter and firing off. Getting a rebound. They had like four offensive rebounds, which is great, but they threw them away with long shot threes that were just rushed. So settling down, getting a chance to go in there and making things happen. Try to announce it at the quarter break. All right. Sorry, we have a couple announcements that we're going to make here in a second for the game, so we're just getting it queued up. But we're back in action here as we have Graydon with the ball, and he's going to drive up. Oh, man, it's a wide-open leg. Standpoint sleeping, and now it's a 10-point lead.
Minute 12 remaining, and King Cove has a commanding 44-34 lead.
Yep, 1 minute to go here. Anthony with the ball. They got a play set up, but still for a three-point shot, and it's no good. I mean, if you live and die by... There's Wolf, though, with the rebound and a spin from underneath the basket. He always has these amazing plays that almost work.
They just can't get a shot to fall.
And Jason Duarte goes coast to coast and sends it up now. We are in 12-point lead territory with under a minute to go. And if you live and die by the three-pointer, it's just not going to work at 1A high school basketball. There's another three-point shot. This one goes in, and that's great, but they're still down by nine. So let's see what happens. 34 seconds to go here. Oh, Joseph tips the ball up, but Graydon gets the ball back. Here's Gary Gould with the ball now. Long shot, no good for three. Rebound goes to Jason. His turn at three doesn't go down. And this time, Standpoint's going to bring down the board, but they lose it as they try a transition, and it goes into the hands of Gary, who also takes a three-point shot.
Another rebound.
Jason Duarte on the putback from the rebound puts it up and in, and there we go. That's an 11-point lead now.
To me, the story of this game is how King Cove has dominated the glass on both ends of the floor.
Ball gets lost over and back. With 2.5 seconds left to go in the third. King Cove's going to get one last chance as Anthony lost control of the ball, and it goes over and back. All right, here we go. Gary Gould is going to have the ball and a chance here. See if they can't get something on the board. They're going to have to fire off quick. Dylan gets it. No, it's not going to be enough time. Oh, it is! Buzzer beater for three. 51-37 as King Cove takes a commanding lead by about 14 points. And we're going to make some announcements. So, Virgil, we're going to send it back to you for a word from our sponsors for 1 minute. We'll be right back as we make a few announcements down here at the stadium.
All right, I hope I'm not slacking too much. Hold on. ¶¶
All right, Virgil, Ray, if we did leave, Ray, come back.
All righty, sorry about that. Hopped out to use the restroom and came back to blank air. What's happening, Austin?
Not a problem. We had to make a couple announcements there, so we're back now from the corridor. Sorry about that blank time, people. We're pulling double duty, as always, up here in the stadium, making announcements for the crowd and broadcasting the game. But thank you to our sponsors who make these games a reality, Schumann Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, GCI, Intel Alaska, Penn Air. Also, thank you to Gould & Sons and King Cove, the AC Stores, and so many more good sponsors here on KSDP. Ball's back in action here, though, as the third quarter gets underway, and Sandpoint has a commanding 14-point lead. It went up an extra three on a buzzer beater there at the very final seconds of the third quarter. King Cove just on the, as you're saying, the rebounds are making the game happen. Ball stripped away there from Anthony Webster, and Graydon was trying to run away. And, you know, with the fouls not being a factor in the third quarter, I don't think we're going to see as much of an issue in this game with foul trouble, which is good for the Eagles, much needed.
Very much needed with 14 points.
Yeah, they're going to need to keep all their players. 7:31 to go in the game. 1-1 fouls so far for this half. But 51-37, Sandpoint has lots of territory to make up and is just trying time after time for three-pointers, none of them going down. They need to let their plays run. Here we go, shot fired by Dillon for three, no good. But King Cove definitely taking the time to let the clock run down.
Definitely.
Joseph Ortega moves fast with the ball. He fires one up. It's going to come out short. Dillon
partially blocked.
Dillon tried to save it. It goes into the hands of Wolf. His shot gets deflected. Picked up by Gary Gould. Nice spin into the lane, but gets deflected himself and clean deflection. Anthony Webster brings on the board, and here we go. Joseph Ortega tries to beat Dillon. Fouled on the way up. And that's going to send Joseph Ortega to the line for two. It was a good job there drawing that foul from Dillon Larson as he drove in there.
Yeah, and at that point, they're really picking up the pace and doing what I think they should have done last quarter and just, you know, get the ball inside, get to the line, get easy baskets as much as possible, get in a rhythm.
And, you know, I've seen this announcing 1A basketball for the last 5-6 years now. And, you know, I see that most of the teams really live and die by three-pointers. And that just makes it a boom or bust. And if you can work your post, if you can get it down low and drop step in, you have a much better chance at consistency and winning. And Sandpoint really trying to make 3 points happen, and they just weren't falling.
And I think tonight, King Cove, they were really working the ball inside and out, and that's why they've had the success they've had and now a 13-point lead.
Joseph sinks both of his shots, so it's going to be now 39-51, bring it into 12. Still point land. And there we go. Ball now in the hands of T-Jack as Graydon Severn moves in, looking for some help. Jesse all over him, finds Gary. Gary gets past his defender, kicks it out to Duarte, fires it off. Oh, in and out. Back in the hands of Joseph. He's moving fast, looking for the cherry pick to Anthony. Runs it over to Carl. Good for three. And Sandpoint now within eight.
Sandpoint rebounding the basketball, pushing it fast up the floor and getting good looks.
Might get lucky here. Dillon Larson with his three-pointer. Oh, wow. Cancel it out. Good for three.
Great answer.
So there we go now. Score now back in the lead. Up by 11. Sandpoint now with the ball. Long shot for two. Up and in. Anthony keeping it interesting here as they're moving the ball up. Ball now in the hands of Gary Gould. And the score, they're staying 10-point game actually, 54-44. We'll see. Ball in the hands now of Dillon Larson. Dillon Larson drives it. Oh, but it gets stolen.
Another turnover.
Right into the hands of Jesse Starnes. Ball now with Joseph. Carl, long distance shot for three. It's going to be off. Picked up by Duarte. Duarte with the wide open rebound. Takes his time and just passes to Gary, and Gary's going to walk it up. No rush as no one gets on, but there's Anthony making it happen. Graydon runs into the lane. Ball deflected by Starnes. Starnes with the runaway. He's moving fast. Beats the defense. He's going real fast, but he keeps the composure and puts it in for two.
Defense is Seattle's Sandpoint's best offense.
Absolutely. And there's a timeout being called right there as we bring this game within 8, 54-46. And Sam Point says, don't count us out yet. We're still in this game. And Jesse Starnes, man, he was great.
He was
hustle. Full speed, still made the layup. I mean, beautiful. I can't even make a layup when I'm standing still underneath the basket. And, I mean, he's just like jetting at full tilt, wide open. 54-46. Eagles being kept in the game by Jesse Starnes here. And we got the Lady Eaglets out there on the court doing a good job. And there's definitely good coordination out there by the cheerleaders this year, and a lot new uniforms, good colors. We got signs, even though one's upside down. She realized at the last second. Good job by the cheerleading squad by the Eagles. The Lady Eaglets, or as some like to call them. And again, the score 54-46. The T-Jacks were up by 14, and now they're up by 8, trying to take this one all the way home. 5 minutes on the clock, and Sam Point trying to mount a comeback. Jesse Starnes not going out without a fight. Let's see if we can keep the energy alive here. Raiden Severin has the ball for the T-Jacks. He gets a good screen by Duarte. Carl picks up the assignment. Gets some Eagles, some defense around him, still fires up the shot. Great and no good. Jesse with the rebound. Anthony driving in. Behind the back, loses the handle on the ball. Picked up by Gary Gould. Gary's going to slow it down. He's met by two defenders, though. Gets past it. Oh, the ball almost stolen by the Graydon. Fires one for three. No good. Jesse with the rebound. And Jesse just everywhere at once.
Sam Point and led by Jesse. Very optimistic on the offensive and defensive glass.
Good shot there by Anthony. Doesn't go down from the free throw line. Scoreless here. And Brandon, both coaches, very vocal from the side, trying to make things happen here. Gary's slowing the pace down. Ball now in the hands of Gould. Drives in, sends it back out to Jason, who's wide open for three. No good. Right into the hands of Wolf Jackson. Wolf Jackson with the ball. He's going to pass it out. And they're running it down to Jesse. Jesse drives the baseline, loses his grip on the ball, but Wolf picks it back up. Oh, stripped out by Duarte. Where's the jump ball on that one? No jump ball called, and that was quite a tussle there from Duarte and Anthony, or Wolf. T-Jacks pick up the ball, though. All right, Gary, he's got 3:39 on the clock. Passing the ball, Braden back in the game now. Braden gets it over to Gould. Gould tries to go over to the right, but Anthony sticks with him like glue. Back to Braden, over to Duarte. Duarte fakes the shot, goes back outside. Good pressure by the defense. Dillon's wide open down below. He finally gets fed the pass underneath the basket. No good. Rebound goes to Jesse. Jesse's going to slow things down for the Eagles and let them run and play here. Good composure by Jesse Starnes. 3:12 on the clock. Standpoint is running out of time. They're still down by 8. Wolf drives up for a jumper. Fade away. Just short. Gets his own board. Passes it back to Carl. And he's wide open for 3. Fakes it. Gets a little bit closer to the line. Still up for 3. And drains it. Standpoint moves within 5. Under 3 minutes to go here.
What a great run by the Eagles.
Yeah, Gary Gould met by Anthony Webster at the half court line. The Eagles have a smile on their face. Ball gets thrown outside. Braden for 3. He's got wide open shot. No good. Rebound. Wild. It's going to go.
Eagles ball.
Eagles get it. And I'm going to say that it was last touch by the Eagles. But, man, good call. It was Charles Mack making that call for the Eagles. And he's been very, very generous in his calls.
2.5 minutes left here in the game. We'll see if the Eagles can close the gap down by 5.
JT Mack back in the game as he comes in for Braden. All right, here we go. Ball dished out to Joseph way across the court to Carl, who drives in for a long shot for 2. Hooked into the right. Oh, Anthony gets the ball ripped out of him. He's all over the top. That's going to be a foul. Yeah.
A lot of contact.
Yeah. There was a lot of contact on that one. Finally gets called by Charles Mack. And playing getting called here. The defensive play gets called. Full court pressure coming here. It's a diamond full court play. Yep, you see that. You can see the diamond formation coming in. Man-to-man. Long, hard pass. Duarte, they beat the full court press. That's all you had to do to beat that press. Duarte wide open down below. They had to watch it more. That's a fast transition. Long shot for 3. Good! Anthony, back-to-back three-pointers. Slowly closing it. Down by 4. It's a two-basket game with 2 minutes to go. Eagles trying to mount a comeback with the T-Jacks hanging on to the lead. Anthony Webster knocks the ball loose.
Anthony.
Over and back. Oh, my goodness. Off the foot of Gary Gould, and it's over and back. Eagles with possession and chance to bring it within one basket here. It's 1:51 on the clock, thrown from the sideline. Wolf has the ball in time. Pass it over to Joseph. Joseph calling the play into action. Gets the screen, drives over to the right, takes it to the baseline, pulls back. Anthony takes it one side, shoots it. He's been on fire. Wolf
good
with the
rebound.
Wolf with a behind-the-back shot on the rebound. He just gets it and throws it up, and it almost always goes in, but not this
time. Minute and a half left here.
Dillon slows the pace down. They're trying to burn the clock. They don't have the lead that they did before to do that, and foul. And, yeah, they've got a lot of fouls to commit here if they're going to try to get them to the basket, you know, to try, try to
have
possession.
Those fouls to give those smart foul, my standpoint there. Minute 22 left, down four.
Throw it in, almost gets lost, but Graydon keeps a hand on it. He's got 119 standpoint, needs possession, drives into the lane. No good. Picked up by Wolf. Wolf turns and runs. He's got defenders all around, so he pulls back. Wide open. Joseph Ortega for three. Puts it up. Good line. Off the front of the rim. Ball goes in the hands of J.C. Mack, and there's a foul as Wolf tries his best to get his hands on the ball, and Joseph joins him and gets knocked loose. 1:02 on the clock, and that's a throw-in underneath their own basket. And we're going to see another full-court press, and Sam Point's going to have to be a little bit quicker on the transition with this full-court press. All right, here we go. 1:02 on the clock. Standpoint trails by four. It's just been one great game from start to finish. On a major comeback. Throwing it in. Jesse Starnes guarding Graydon. Long shot by Jason. No good. Rebound goes to Anthony. He knocks it off of Dillon as it goes back out of bounds. And this time Standpoint's going to get this throw in from underneath their own basket.
Anthony Webster has just been all over the place.
He's really come alive here in the last 2 minutes. Timeout called by Brandon. As Brandon, did it go in?
Yeah, it did. It went off the glass and in from about 40 feet.
As Brandon walked out into the court to call the timeout, trying to get their attention. And
47.7 seconds left.
Poor Alex Gilbert has his very first game being this ridiculous fast-paced action as he's trying to get his hands on refereeing. But you know what I'm going to say? They needed a ref, and they got one. And the little Eagle cheerleaders, kindergartners, and up. I see kindergarten first and second out there right now. Doing a good job having some fun and cheering their teams on. It's good to get that school spirit. And we have just under a minute to go. Standpoint down by just four. They're going to have the ball going in here as they have possession. And, man, what a great game. Anthony Webster, who has been a little hot and cold for the game, but came alive here in the last 2 minutes to really make some needed contributions. I think he had two back-to-back three-pointers. Really brought Standpoint within striking distance. Here they are, down by four, with just a minute to go in the game. They're going to have possession, but they're going to need some patience, some action, and a bit of luck in order to get the game where they want it to be.
Yeah, you're right. Anthony Webster making threes, forcing turnovers, rebounding. He's been all over the place here in the fourth quarter.
And a big shout-out to Jesse Starnes keeping them in. You know, but really, all that hard work by Kinko, but really the T-Jacks getting all the way to a 14-point lead and still hanging on to it here, as even though Standpoint's mounting it, but King Cove doing an outstanding job, playing consistent ball. They haven't had their shots go down here in the fourth quarter very well, though, and that's really giving Standpoint a chance, too. Anthony Webster, he's got 1 minute. He takes it to the right, drives in, fade away. Oh, nothing but net. And he brings it within two.
What a game.
42 seconds on the clock. Great, and moves fast. He has to dish it over to Dillon. Back outside of 3-point line where Graydon's looking for something. Ball almost gets tipped away by Anthony. He turns, though, gets open. Passes it to Jason. Jason's wide open for three. No good.
No good.
Rebound. Almost. It goes
loose
to
ball.
Carl. Carl's got Wolf down below. 20 seconds. Fires off. Almost good. Got off all the rebounds. Jesse Starnes.
Rebound.
All the way over to Anthony for two. Oh, passes to the back of Wolf's head. Goes to the ground.
Loose ball. King
Picked
Cove
up by
got
Gary.
It. They got
and
a foul.
Hold on
they have to
it.
Foul.
4 seconds
wow.
left, and oh my gosh, Anthony had the shot. Wolf had turned his back because he thought Anthony was going to take it, so he turned to get ready for the rebound, and Anthony passed it to the back of Wolf. 4 seconds to go here. Standpoint down by two. They're going to need to strip the ball here on the inbound and fire one off. And at least they'll get the win if it goes in.
What a game.
One heck of a game. It's kicked.
Turnover.
Jesse puts it up. And fouled. He's going to go to the line for two. Oh, my gosh. He gets it. Almost puts it up and gets fouled on the way there. Jesse's going to go to tie the game with 2.4 seconds left to go. He made his last two free throws, and the pressure he's going to feel because
2.4 seconds left at the line shooting two.
And if he doesn't make the first one, he's got to intentionally miss the second and hope for the rebound.
He does.
I hope he knows that. All right, let's see if he makes that first. Good.
Good.
1 point. 56 to 55. Standpoint trailing by one. Jesse could tie it up here with this shot. Let's see what happens. He gets the ball, lines it up. Oh, man, you could cut the tension with a knife.
Pressure.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's in. Tied game. 2.4 seconds. We might. And it's underway. Gary fires it off at the buzzer.
No good.
No good. Sure. We're going to overtime.
And we're going to overtime. Standpoint brings it in from 14-point deficit all the way back to tie the game. We'll be going into overtime here. And, man, oh, my gosh. This is exactly what... why you get so excited about basketball season every year.
What a way to start the season.
Oh, such an outstanding game. Jesse Starnes really led the way in the fourth quarter for Standpoint to make the comeback of reality. Anthony Webster came alive, really brought it in there to kind of seal the deal on the comeback. And King Cove stayed all the way, working hard. Their shots just didn't go down and gave Standpoint the opportunity to make the comeback happen. And so we are going to go into it now. Overtime, 56 to 56, and we'll see how this one ends up. I want to give a big shout-out to our sponsors and our listeners. Thank you so much, but we need your support. If you are a listener right now, please call KSCP. Become a member today to make these basketball games a reality. But thank you to our corporate sponsors who also sponsor us, Golden Suns and King Cove, the AC stores in Standpoint and King Cove, also GCI, Intel Alaska, Penn Air, King Cove, and the Schumigan Corporation, the Aleut Corporation. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their sponsorship. All these people make these games, all these companies make these games a reality, and we can't do it without them. Thank you so much for your support. So impressive splits being done right now by the Eagle cheerleaders out there. Hurts just watching. And there's a buzzer. We're sending it in right now to overtime as the game is tied 56. Standpoint from a 14-point comeback. Oh, my gosh. Jesse Starnes tying it up with a final second free throw. Oh, man. I try to hang on to my voice every time. I try. And we're going to have a tip-off here as Carl Smith and Jason Duarte are going to swap spots. They're going to go the other direction now. Oh, my gosh, this is so good. And I love sports, but I can't handle the excitement, so I don't watch them usually.
Great example, and we get 4 more minutes of this action.
It's going to be good. I hope the ladies are having a great game out there. Tip-off goes to the Eagles. Anthony Webster is going to bring it down. And Joseph telling the boys that we've got plenty of time, settle down, literally giving them the settle-down motion. But this is exciting, so it's hard to keep it calm. Ball in the hands now. They're moving in on the outside perimeter. And good job, Standpoint, settling down, listening to their coach. On the floor, J.C. Mack, Graydon Severance. Oh, shot by Anthony.
Shot.
He can't miss. We have Graydon, Dylan, Gary, Jason, and J.C. on the floor for the T-Jacks. And there's Graydon.
Great
two
rebound.
Two back-to-back shots. A great rebound. Just won't go down. And Ryder Gunnarsson back in the game here. He gets the board. You got Ryder, Joseph. Jesse, who drives the baseline, should be good.
Great.
Yep. 2 points right there, and Standpoint is just firing on all cylinders, and the T-Jacks are getting the look, they just can't get them to go down. And that's just how it is. You go cold sometimes. Jesse, Anthony, and Carl. And what a deflection by Ryder. But they're going to call a foul on that one. Ryder got there, and that was a good-looking deflection. Foul is going to send Gary Gould to the line for two. So, yes, as I was saying and interrupted several times by myself, to Anthony, Joseph, to Jesse, and Ryder, and Carl on the floor for the Eagles. So Gary drains the first bucket. Gary says, I've gotten to watch him come up as a freshman, and man, he was great as a freshman. He's only gotten better, more and more consistent. Second one,
good.
All the way around. Rebound
10 points stolen.
They're going to call a jump ball. Jason Duarte and Carl Smith were hustling for the rebound, and a jump ball called right there by referee Alex Gilbert. Never gets old saying that. And here we go. Throwing for the T-Jacks underneath their own basket off the jump ball. Severin takes it outside to the half-court line, and he's met by Jesse Starnes. Man-to-man. All right, that's good.
Three-pointer.
Three-point
tie game.
And that just eats up the tie that they made there. 60-60 now with 2:37 to go. Joseph Ortega shouting to call the play. Here we go. Ball in the hands right now of the Eagles. Jesse drives into the post. Are they going to call travel? Count the basket.
Plus the foul. Put him on the free throw line.
And just, man, Jason Duarte not happy about that contact. I thought he had traveled, to be honest. He goes up for the ball and puts it in.
We'll take it.
And a light goes out. Fortunately, that's not a power outage. We already had one of those earlier today.
Oh, no.
Someone accidentally knocked a light switch, I'm guessing, there for a second. 62-60. King Cove trails by two. Jesse at the line for a chance for the and one. Oh, off the front of the rim. Board goes to Duarte, and he'll pass over to Graydon. Graydon's going to take it up past the half-court line. Oh, off of his foot almost, but he retains the dribble. Pass it over to Gary. Gary met by Ryder. Ryder keeping close to him. They pass it back out. Graydon looks at that long three, doesn't take it, passes it back to Gould. And with 2 minutes on the clock, King Cove also staying calm and running their plays. Looking at the threes, no. Graydon drives in. He's got deflections all over him, but, man, he takes it in. Good for two. Great job. Drives the lane. Defense collapses on him, but he still gets past it. 62-62 now. 1:45 on the clock. And here we go. Anthony Webster. Long for three. It's good. On fire.
Anthony Webster.
65-62 now. And, I mean, I just expect it to go in at this point whenever he releases a shot. Like, he is just really caught the action here. Good screen by Dylan Larson, gives Graydon, and it goes all the way in and back out. I mean, you almost jump ball on the floor there. Joseph Ortega and Dylan both hustle for it, and good job there. This time the jump ball is going to go to Joseph, and I'm curious if it's going to be a full court.
Yeah, Gould had the answer there, but I don't know how. That ball just spit right back out of the basket.
I know, and he had Ryder for three. Little arc goes out. Rebound. Oh, what are they going to call there? Jump ball. That was Gary. Had the ball behind his head and gets pulled backwards, slowly falling to the ground as the Eagles were trying to pull it out of his hand. So Charles quickly calls the jump ball before he goes to the ground. 1 minute on the clock, and King Cove's up by three. Or Sam Point's up by three. Sorry. Gary with the ball outside the perimeter. Drives in. Passes back to Graydon. He's open for three. Good.
Damn.
Tied game. 65
wow.
apiece now. Under
what
a minute to go. Are you going to go into double overtime?
Both of these teams are just executing well offensively.
Carl for three. It's good line. No good, though. Off the top rim. Severin with the board.
Got
almost
injured
the ball.
Player on the floor.
Oh, man. Jesse Starnes grabbing his leg, but they're not calling. What? No. I don't know what's going on here. There's everyone shouting because Jesse's on the floor in pain. And Charles Mack just lays it down what's going on, letting the crowd know what's up. And Jesse has a real look. I'm guessing he just pulled a muscle. Oh, that's hurting right now. Hopefully it's just a tight muscle. And trying to pick him up. Carry him off to the side.
Not a good sight.
Give him a hand. Dylan gets in there, and Jesse in a bit of pain. Jesse just, man, came out storming, and he's a sophomore. I mean, when he gets to the you know, next 2 years and this year, he's just going to be such a dominating force for Sandpoint. The game is tied 65 apiece. I don't think they're going to count that basket for King Cove.
No, I don't think they will either. Half of Sandpoint was tending to their injured player.
Yeah, so on the floor, Parker Larson comes in to replace him, a freshman. His first game of the season comes in overtime to replace the star player. And Jesse's looking okay. I think he's got not pulled muscle. It looks like it's just like a
pretty bad leg cramp
or something like that. Ball's going to go in for the T-Jacks, though, and, yeah, the score remains 65 apiece there. Not going to count. And they're going to the other side where Alex Gilbert is. And it's going to be Gary with the ball throwing it in for the T-Jacks. And here we go, ball in. J.C. Mack passes it right back to Gary, and we are underway here with 20 seconds to go in a tied game. T-Jacks looking to close it right here. J.C.'s wide open
lane. Wide open down the lane.
Puts it up and in. 11 seconds to go. Sandpoint's got to move. 9 seconds. Joseph with the ball. They're looking for a shot. 6 seconds. Anthony Webster. He's got 4. He's got to take it. He gets close to the... Puts it up. It hops up. Back iron. No, they're not going to call it. That's the game. And they took it all the way to overtime in a last-minute shot.
Wow.
Good job by King Cove holding on to their lead.
Excellent game.
And one heck of a game. 67-65. King Cove walked away with the win in overtime. And, geez, one amazing comeback by the Eagles.
Both of these teams just fought hard and gutted it out.
And Anthony Webster just played his heart out, couldn't miss it, had the final shot, goes off the back of the iron, goes high and out of bounds. I mean, you can't ask for more from him and Jesse and the rest of the team. They all fought real hard to keep in it. The King Cove T-Jacks has played a real consistent game of basketball. And walk away with a deserved win. Either team would deserve the win. You know, they both played very well. I'd say they were very well matched this game. And just a lot of fun to watch. And
I can't wait for tomorrow. Can't wait for tomorrow.
And so we're going to sign out again the final score. King Cove walking away with a win in overtime, 67-65. This is Austin Roof and Johnny Curtis signing off for KSTP. Virgil, we're going back to you.